When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here we go. This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Hello, welcome along. Friday episode and all that. You just eaten something there before you came on air, Sam. You said you were had an emergency snack ahead of this session. Well, give you some energy.
I realised that we had a bit of a recording session that we needed to do. And sometimes I do get hungry.
Yeah.
In my life.
Of course you do. You're a human.
In my life, I am a man. I am a person who sometimes feels... Is hunger an emotion? I think it is, isn't it?
I am a man of appetites.
I am a man of certain appetites. And I thought... I won't be at my best unless I've got something in my tum-tum. But I knew I was in a hurry. So I sliced a bit of bread off and I smeared. Didn't even bother to fully spread. That was how...
Right.
It's just about sometimes filling an engine with fuel. It's not about enjoying it. I smeared it with peanut butter. I folded it over. And then as I was walking upstairs, I crammed it into my mouth. Much like how geese are force-fed... grain in order to create foie gras.
Yeah.
I rammed it into my face, followed by a bag of Walker's crisps. Not a large bag, but you know how you get in the multi-packs. They're slightly smaller bags, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
But still, ram.
Did you drink the last dregs out of the bag?
Of course, always.
Of course it did. Of course
and
it did.
The best bit, innit?
Of course it is, yeah.
And then, but the, my wife called me on the stairs, coming upstairs doing this, and she just...
A good wife.
She went, plate, because I was walking around. But to me, it wasn't a plate situation. This is like an emergency fuel app. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you weren't going to be... It wasn't a meal. You weren't going to be having it long enough.
It's not a
plate, I would say.
It's not a fucking tea party.
It's a pit stop. It's a pit stop.
There's no plates getting dirtied for this. Crumbs won't chill like crumbs everywhere. There won't be time for fucking crumbs, right?
No, exactly.
Fucking, the crumbs can dream on if they think they're getting any action. They're going to do any of their crumbing business, right? Because any last crumbs are going to be in my fucking guts.
Mm-hmm.
Bang!
Did you ever
straight
do
down.
This? Did you ever do this thing I did when I was a kid when I just wanted some emergency bread? I wouldn't have the crusts. I would take the crusts off the slice of bread.
Yeah.
And then I would roll it up into a ball.
Oh,
and then
I've seen it done.
Eat a ball of bread. But I've got this abiding memory of doing it as a kid and also probably not washing my hands first because it was a little bit grimy.
So it was a bit grubby, yeah. I haven't done it myself, but I remember my brother doing that to the dog liked it.
All right. Ball of bread.
In our house, it was something that we would do for the dog, Andy, not for ourselves. But I remember watching my brother, especially if you had a white bloomer or some white slice, it can be very doughy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I remember watching my brother just pulling off balls of it, tearing off bits of white bread. And then, as you say, if you roll it between warm fingers, it ends up looking like a ball of dough more than bread.
Yeah, like a dough ball. Yeah,
and then he'd throw it to the dog.
And then he'd give it to the dog, and not a human. Maybe that's the North South divide.
Yeah, it is really. There it is. That's it. Imperfectly encapsulated. talking of food and drink resource and different ways to consume it. As you know, this week I've been away on a short break with my family to the Sussex countryside. Sussex,
enjoyable.
My favourite county. Loved it. Had a great relaxing time. My son,
Relax.
Right, time to come home. My
that was good, wasn't it? Everyone feels better now, don't they?
Everyone say thank you to Dad for arranging this lovely relax. Now. Time to go home. Drive. Look at the countryside. Home again.
And resume.
Resume normal life. Like normal patterns of behaviour.
Normal.
Get bread. Smash. Right. Now, Len, on the way there, about 2 hour journey, a bit less, about hour three quarters out to Sussex. Nice. We were getting ready, packing up, ready to the journey, short journey. Mm. And I said, Len, what are you doing? It's no time to boil a kettle now. I'm making a flask of tea, Dad, for the journey.
Oh!
He's made a fucking, large flask. He's 8 years old. He's made a large flask of tea. Made it in the pot to make sure perfect strength. Poured the pot, which is actually a very good way of pouring it into a flask, into a large flask, right?
Yeah.
That he's found, right? Poured it in the cupboard, the flask cupboard. Poured the tea in there. Got a separate little bottle, like a flask, but one of those water bottles you carry around, but, you know, sustains temperatures. Poured some milk in.
For the milk, yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Packed up some cups, some travel cups, right? And he's just like, got my tea sorted, haven't I? So we were like...
Your heart must have been bursting with pride, son.
I was so proud. And I was like, but the problem is, we're probably not going to stop on the way and it's going to be difficult to, like, while we're driving, pour tea and stuff like that. Mm. And that was a problem. But actually, you know what? We didn't have the tea on the way, but as soon as we got to this house that we'd rented, you know, it's like you're tired, you heft all your bags in, you're a bit like, oh, you need a moment, don't you, before you start exploring the house. Explore, look, lie down, sit in that chair.
Assess.
Where's the toilet? Where are the emergency exits?
What is flammable? What is not flammable?
Torch, batteries, potential weapons. Smashing materials. Yeah, you need a cup of tea, but it's a great thing, you know, because usually what you do is you get to a place and you go, right, where's the fucking kettle? Have they left us any tea bags? Is there milk in there? Fucking around. No. We got there, we walked in. I'm like, oh, I could murder her. And before the words had come out, Len had produced the flask.
Wow.
He's like this, looking for something, Dad. Right. I haven't had a fucking tea from a flask in quite a few years, so I sort of thought, oh, I wonder if this will work. Andy, I cannot recommend this highly enough. The tea came out brewed to perfection and at the perfect temperature, right? It was an hour and three quarters. This flask is one of those ones that claims it would sustain the temperature for like a day. I didn't get to find that out. But the milk was still chilled in the other smaller flask and you're drinking tea in seconds. So
fucking hell, insta tea.
So we did it on the way home as well. So we made a flask of tea this morning. We set off quite early. We got home and it was just insta tea as soon as we got back. So you immediately relaxed. Tea, recharge. From now on, I haven't done it now because I've just had two cups just before we recorded this. But from now on, if ever we're doing like a few pods all in one day, do you know what? Whatever the situation is, now that I intend to work from home forever, like COVID or no COVID, I've decided I'm fucking never leaving my house for work purposes again, right? I am going to just every morning, as standard, make myself a giant flask of tea, bring it to my room, and just flask it up all day.
I wonder if you could get some kind of thing where you could wear it around your neck. And just carry it around.
So like a St. Bernard does with its brandy.
Yeah, with a brandy, a little barrel. Sideways on. Maybe.
I'd love a St. Bernard, wouldn't you?
No, I don't know.
Oh, imagine cuddling it, Andy.
They take a lot of space up, though.
Yeah.
Don't they?
It's a dream. I'm not saying I want one now, but my dream is to live in a huge mansion. I've seen loads of them in Sussex. I've got my eye on, right?
I saw your eyes glint there. Did you just envisage a scenario similar to Mike and Bernie Winters?
Yes.
In the 1970s, where Mike and Bernie fell out with each other and Bernie replaced Mike with the dog.
I'm not going to replace you with Schnorbitz. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, not Schnorbitz. Schnorbitz is dead now, I think.
Yeah, but my own Schnorbitz. If I had a St. Bernard, let me tell you something, I would call it Schnorbitz.
God,
I wouldn't be able to not to, even if I gave it a different name, like John for instance, John Dog, right?
Sir John Dog.
I could give it that, but I know day to day I would just call it Schnorbitz anyway. I wouldn't be able to stop myself.
Yeah. I mean, my dog's called Oscar, but he also answers to Dog and Doggy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and some things you instinctively, it's got one name and call it another. My wife was reminding me the other day of how when Len was born, I came home and obviously, as is the way often when you've been at the hospital watching your spawn being produced into the world,
yeah.
out of your wife's guts, you've lost a lot of sleep. So once he was all lovely and born, I thought, what this? I'm going on for a kip. Right, so I went home.
Nothing I can do with you.
Yeah, and I went home and I had a kip, and then I sort of woke up. I was all groggy, and I thought, right, time to get announcing this on fucking Facebook.
Priorities.
Right, and I'd already made a fuck up a few years before when my daughter had been born, because that was my first child, and I'd got so excited that I'd posted pretty much every picture that I had taken in the delivery room, right?
Right.
And it's your first kid, and you're still labouring under the misapprehension when you have your first kid, that everyone gives a massive fuck about the fact that you've had a kid, right?
Well, I'm sure lots of people do. It's a big thing, isn't it?
No, they do. Listen, it is a big thing. But it's almost like you overestimate what level of content people want to be exposed to. Do you know what I mean?
I guess so, yeah.
So I've been taking photos left, right and centre, and I just fucking bombed Facebook with them, including, and it's deleted now before anyone tries to look, but including ones of my good wife's almost full naked breast.
Bloody hell.
I know. I mean, I don't know. I think I was like completely deprived of sleep, and I was completely euphoric because the first time it is such a euphoric and strange feeling. And I thought I have to show everyone everything that happened. So, you know, she's not looking her best because she's just, you know, shat a baby out of her guts. It wasn't an easy, it wasn't
for the
particularly
first time.
Easy birth. Yeah, for the first time, she was all over the place, groggy and blah, 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 and in the horrible old gowns and all of that. And I think she's basically making a first attempt to breastfeed the kid.
Mm.
And, you know, you just see her boob quite clearly. And she's in hospital and she sees this. I'm back at home. She's like, what the fuck is this about? Why have you put my tits on Facebook? And I was like, it's not really your tits. I mean, you know,
nature.
it was almost like
it's
I was
nature.
Saying,
it's the dance of nature and childbirth.
Listen, darling, you no longer think of your mammary glands as sexual objects. That those days are gone now. They are simply utilities for our child, and so you needn't think of them as private.
Objects of sustenance.
Yeah, that's all they are.
Offspring.
You're more machine now than woman. so don't feel bad. That's why I posted a picture of your knockers. So I learned my lesson there. That was idiotic. But then when Len came along, I went home, woke up from my lovely little sleep and thought, right, better get announcing on Facebook. So I posted a much more appropriate picture of him. And I wrote, welcome, or whatever bullshit, you know, welcome to the world. And I wrote, Louis Delaney, right? His name is not Louis, it's Lenny. Mm. It was never Louis.
Right.
Louis was never even a possible name. I don't know anyone, I do know a couple of Louis, but I don't know where it came from. But I announced him to everyone on Facebook as Louis Delaney. And I had relatives going, nice name. Weird that you didn't ever mention that as one on your shortlist. And I was just sitting there going, mind your own fucking business. His name's his fucking name. If you don't fucking like it, fuck off. Why should I tell you?
I'm basking in my euphoria again. Fuck off.
And in the end,
tits will be going up in a minute.
Yeah, Anna's obviously thought, she's in hospital and thought, right, better check if he's put my tits on Facebook again. Right.
So what's he done now?
So she's logged on and she's seen that I've posted a picture of him with a completely made up name. I don't know why I did it. And she's just written, she was quite funny. She didn't like go fuck's sake or ring me up. She just wrote underneath, Louis, question mark. And I still was like,
What's her fucking problem?
Yeah? What? Are we keeping it a secret what the bastard's name is now?
It took me ages to fucking realise, oh yeah, that's not the cunt's name at all. I've just literally come up with that out of nowhere. I don't even like the name Louis.
Oh man.
So that was stupid of me.
Jalapeño.
If you like what you've been listening to on Top Flight Time Machine, why not consider heading over to patreon.com/Top Flight Time Machine, where you can subscribe. Not only does your monthly subscription help support this podcast and keep it going, it also gives you access to a huge amount of extra exclusive content.
Loads of extra episodes, yeah.
You'll be getting an episode a day. And pretty it costs much. Less than a fiver, less than a pint.
Whether
a
you
month.
Like it or not. Go to tftimemachine.com/ironfilings to find out more and get involved.
There's T-shirts and everything. I mean, for fuck's sake, what more do you want?
Jalapeño.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jalapeño.
I just announced on Twitter this morning, because it was breaking news and it couldn't wait. Really big news from the Leniverse.
Yeah.
As you know, Spencer Whitehouse recently retired and then literally the next day bought Hammersmith United in a hostile takeover. Since found out it was entirely his own money and he'd saved it all up, the money it took. Every
he'd been
penny.
He'd been living like Benny Hill, hadn't he? Going down the Tesco with a carrier bag and just living on ravioli and...
Yeah.
Kicking all the checks behind the clock on the mantelpiece.
Yeah, exactly, all that stuff. And so he had a huge personal fortune, right, just from living frugally. And that's what he bought the club with. So, you'll also know that poor old Geoffrey Skate, after a slightly disappointing performance for England in this year's Air Tournament, has been relieved of his duties, and the hunt for a new England manager is still on. Spencer Whitehouse, first week in the job, bang! He sacked Hammersmith United's manager and replaced him with his old England boss, Geoffrey Skate.
Wow.
Geoffrey Skate has come in. He was his first and only choice because he loved working with him for England. And so he's come in. And Spencer Whitehouse will just be chairman now. He'll have nothing to do with the...
Definitely no comeback. Not going to play again.
No, he's entirely focusing on more the business side of the club. Geoffrey Skate's the manager. Geoffrey Skate has a new assistant.
He hasn't brought Monty Moores with him.
Well, he's a Welshman, the new assistant, right?
Okay.
But I can't remember his name. I'll put it on Twitter later.
All right.
Monty Moores has come to the club, but rather than work on the coaching side, he has become the financial director of Hammersmith United, which is a very strange move, because Monty Moores has got this sort of reputation for being a little bit of a joker, hasn't he?
Well, he's a prankster, isn't he? Exactly. He set up that prank with the bear in the woods.
Yeah, that's almost what he's best known for. Very much. He's like the way Steve Harrison was known for shitting into a cup.
Yeah, from the top of the wardrobe. Beds.
Yeah, from the top of the wardrobe or between two bunk beds. I'm not sure. That story was how we first got on to Matthew Judkins.
Yes, it was. It was probably the very first episode of Top Flight Time Machine, I think.
I don't think it was the first episode that Judkins came up, but it was one of the early ones.
Very early, because if we're talking Steve Harrison, we're talking early 90s, so it would have been very early.
Yeah. Steve Harrison came into conversation, we talked, and I said that I thought that he wasn't from a wardrobe. I thought that he was stood between two bunk beds with a foot on either top, like in a star position.
Do you think he had his hands outstretched like a star?
And he was singing Jesus Christ Superstar. Anyway, that's what got me on to Matthew Judkins. If you weren't one of the early listeners and you, you know, joined us at some point in the last 18 months and didn't hear the first sort of 6 months of Top Flight Time Machine, you might not know that Matthew Judkins sort of loomed large over this podcast for the first six months. He became almost the main topic because
it was
I had just told in passing the story of Matthew Judkins, a kid who I tricked. I tricked a kid into climbing up two tall trees and shitting into a stream when I was about 12, and he subsequently got beaten up for it
because you told him nobody could see him from where he did it,
and then I denied knowing who he was.
Of course, the best bit.
Oh no!
Who's that? Who's that scumbag shitting out of those trees?
I don't know, mate. I don't even know if he goes to our school. Yeah, you probably would have beat him up. Anyway, bye.
Matthew Judkins, Steve Harrison. Oh, yeah. So Monty Moores was like the Steve Harrison of the Leniverse because he was best known for a prank, for the bear prank that led to, I think, Matt Smith and Spencer Whitehouse having to live in the woods for much of Earth Tournament 2019.
Because they were terrified, weren't they?
Yeah, they had to sleep in the woods. Anyway, so he's taken over as financial director. I don't know how that decision was made, how it came about. Maybe he just doesn't want to be out on the training field anymore and wants a cushy office job. He will be very much in charge of the staggering £300 million war chest that Spencer Whitehouse has handed Jeffrey Skate to completely rebuild the team, which Spencer Whitehouse is disappointed didn't qualify for Europe, finished fifth behind local rivals Hammersmith Rangers. They're only keeping three or four players and the rest of the team's being completely rebuilt. £300 million
Jesus.
Of Spencer Whitehouse's own personal
out of
money.
The Spencer Whitehouse piggy bank.
Yeah. So he's had enough to buy the club. I don't actually know how much that cost. But then he's had another £300 million and gone, rebuild the team, they're shit. Ukrainian keeper. Other than that, all shit. The big rumour is they're going to try and poach the new young starlet. Some people call him the new Spencer Whitehouse. I don't know if you remember him from Earth Tournament. One of the few plus points was Ronald Smith.
Of course, Ronald Smith, yeah.
Yeah, so they might try and spend quite a large amount of money on Ronald Smith, the striker from Barnes.
Ronald Smith!
There's only one Ronald Smith. Monty Moores is on the phone for you.
Monty Moores is on the phone. He has a large financial offer to propose.
Yes, mother, I'm coming. I'm just practising my stretches.
I'm stunned that Spencer Whitehouse is entrusting Monty Moores, the prankster, with all that money, that £300 million. I don't think that's going to end well.
This is like one of those situations where a club with quite a lot of money, like when do you know what this is like? It's like when QPR hired Harry Redknapp. It was when Tony Fernandez said, "You know what? I like his style. We're going to get Redknapp in.
He's going to get us all the way to the top."
I guarantee it. Oh yeah, no problem at all. I can guarantee, Mr. Fernandez, I can guarantee you success at the highest level on one condition. You give me a never-ending pot of money to spend on journeyman footballers and never, ever ask me any questions about what I am doing with it.
I'm going to need an infinite contract as well.
If you can promise me that, I can promise you the world and possible immortality.
I think you'll see that my CV speaks for itself, Mr. Fernandez.
Mr. Fernandez, you're looking at a man who got Portsmouth to an FA Cup final 4 years ago. If that doesn't qualify me for you to blindly throw funds at me to spend as I choose, I don't know what does.
And of course, the rest is history.
Who's fucking centre-back who's played for Samba, was it? Who'd played for Blackburn? He'd had like a good half season for Blackburn.
Christopher Samba, yeah.
Yeah. He'd had a good half season for Blackburn, fucked off to China, and then Harry Redknapp said, tried to think, right, he'd gone to Kevin Bond, his assistant. Kevin Bond, right, I want you and Joe Jordan in my office pronto. We've got to brainstorm centre-backs. Now, has anyone heard of any good central defenders? Well, there was that fella at Blackburn. Ah, he's gone to China now for the big bucks. Of course, I suppose we could offer him more to come back, but the money he's on is absolutely absurd for a player who's just done half a decent season for Blackburn.
Let's do it.
Fuck it, let's do it. I can't think of anyone else. John Terry's at Chelsea.
Wasn't he in Russia? Did he go to Russia, Samba?
Maybe it was,
or did he do China and Russia? He might have done, I don't know.
Yeah. But
some lads will get in touch and tell us.
He was a disaster. Anyway.
He was.
But I think that could be the Monty Moore. So, I mean, Jeffrey Skate's a safe pair of hands. But anyway, we'll see.
Well, you say that, but I don't know whether Skate has got what it takes to manage week in, week out in the league.
Well, Skate has got quite a long management career behind him in club football before England. I don't know if you know, but I don't know if you remember, but last year I did go into quite a long backstory.
I'm going to be honest, I'm afraid I don't remember all of
it. No, but it's very like... who he reminds me of actually is a slightly younger Roy Hodgson, because you know Hodgson always works with his right hand man. What's his name? That coach who he's always with. He had him at England. He's got him now.
Can't
remember. Palace. Anyway, it's that's like the Moors and Skate
right.
duo.
And that partnership's been broken up, hasn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
It's Clough and Taylor, isn't it?
Clough and Taylor.
Good without
at least
each other.
They're in the same club.
Well, yeah, but fucking Moe is sat behind a calculator all day long, isn't he? Dealing with spreadsheets.
I've got a cushy life now, skatey boy. You're still out freezing your fucking knackers up on the training ground at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sat here. I'm rolling in the fucking murk at about 10-ish, 11-ish. Spencer don't fucking mind. He's got his head up his own arse, the mad cunt. Right, I fucking roll up when I want, get the old calculator out, do a few sums, update the old spreadsheet, and I'm on the golf course by 2 o'clock.
I'm sat here crunching numbers for 3 hours a day, then I fuck off. Can't beat it.
Oh, my handicap's fucking benefiting from all of this, I can tell you.
That's the only number I'm interested in, you cunt.
Well, Monty, I wish you wouldn't speak that way. You know I'm a football man through and through. I live for the smell of the grass, the smack of the leather ball on the wooden goalpost. Turn it in, will you, Jeff, you fucking nuts.
Hey, I live for the fucking laughs, mate. That's all I live for. The quick frills.
I'll tell you what, without me down there, that place will be a fucking morgue with you hanging around like Dr. fucking Death, right? I was your vibes man. I was the Bez to your Sean. I was the one who kept things a bit fucking lively. And who have you got? I hear now you've replaced me with some fucking taff bloke you met.
He's actually a qualified UEFA coach.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very
fucking
happy. You'll be very
jealous.
Fucking happy together, your parents.
You're trying to make me jealous. It's gone the other fucking way, mate, because I do not give a fuck.
I fucking pity you. Oh, yeah. I bet he's been telling you all about formations, has he? Oh,
systems.
All about his attacking wing backs. Yeah, that's right. Skate.
XG.
He sounds like a fucking cunt. The players are going to fucking hate him.
Fucking Len later on. Dad, have you been updating the listeners about Spencer Whitehouse? Can I have a listen to it, please? maybe not.
He claims he can hear it all. He claims he hears it all anyway through the door. Yeah. It is worrying. I think, no, he can't. But then sometimes he'll come out with something that we've been talking about.
You'd
like,
know,
not necessarily sweary, but a little catchphrase or something that I think, how do you know that? And then I was like, oh, fucking hell, he is it all. Oh, well.
You need that shed built, mate. That's what you need. Mm. Right, before we go, update on the predictions. We've had some midweek predictions, as you know. Results Bot got 2 points.
Mm.
You, Sam, got 3 points.
Yeah.
I got 7 points.
Are you absolute cunt? What did you get the 7 for?
Everton 1, Southampton 1 last night. Got that correct. and then four other correct outcomes. So can't ask
you're running
that
away
with
it this year, mate. You're absolutely running away with it.
148, you're on 133. Result spot's on 113. We've got four rounds of games left to play,
I think. Mathematically possible for me to catch
you. Of course
you,
it is.
But it doesn't...
Let's do it.
I'm looking
let's
for you
let's
to...
Let's get on with it.
What I need is not only for me to perform perfectly, but for you to slip up.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, since lockdown, I don't know, you've come back energised and you do not look like you're going to slip. You remind me of how Man United have been since the break.
That's very, very flattering. Thank you very much. Norwich versus West Ham. I'll go first.
Yeah,
go on. If you want. Norwich versus West Ham. 2-1 West Ham.
I'm going to say 2-0 West Ham.
Okay. Got to, haven't you? You can't just match mine. What's the point of that? Bournemouth versus Leicester. You can go first.
Bournemouth versus Leicester. Oh, fucking hell. I'm going to say 1-0 for that. Bournemouth were unlucky, weren't they, against Spurs?
Yeah, did you watch it? Jesus Christ, it was painful. Bournemouth, Leicester. I think Bournemouth are going to get that win that they need, 1-0.
It's basically them versus West Ham now for that third relegation position. Like, I think Villa are down.
Yeah, I think so. Spurs versus Arsenal, North London derby.
Go on, you go first on this.
Do I? Okay. 2-2.
I'd say 2-0 Arsenal. I think Spurs are diabolical.
Horrific, aren't they? As I've said many, many times before, Jose Mourinho hates football.
Yeah, and I think Spurs fans are the ones who will tell you more. Like, I can sit here and go, I'm diabolical, I'm West Ham fan, I hate Spurs, sort of indifferent to Arsenal, silly club, as everyone knows. Fuck you. It's impossible to... In fact, do you know what? One of the many reasons that I have disdain for Tottenham is the fact that they are able to get so irate... towards a club as fucking as silly and pathetic as Arsenal, right? Just silly fast, silly club, right?
Okay.
Club football club that thinks it's a cricket club, right? just silly. Nothing wrong with them. You can't hate an Arsenal fan. You're sort of thinking, mate.
All right.
And Tottenham gets so wound up about it, you sort of think, lads, fuck's sake, what's the matter with you?
Pick your battles.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, you go first.
Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, 1-0.
Oh, I'm going to go 1-0 Villa. Sheffield United versus Chelsea, finally. I think this is going to be 2-0 to Chelsea.
I say 2-1 Chelsea.
2-1 to Chelsea. Well, some interesting predictions there. Could narrow the gap, could turn the whole thing on its head, who knows?
Things are really heating up now. Things are heating up, especially at the bottom. It's going to be another exciting weekend of football. It's not something you'll hear us say often on Top Flight Time Machine, but I'm actually quite into it.
So there we go, that's it. We'll be back on Monday with a mailbag special update. We'll post the prediction updates on Twitter because we'll not be talking about that because we're going to record it in advance. That's basically it. Top Flight Tune Machine's coming up on Sunday. If you're into that, if you're IFS Platinum.
Continuation of our... And thanks to everyone who has signed up this week. We had quite a number of sign-ups to the IFS, which means a lot to us.
Yeah.
It was, of course, Big Week. Big Week, which is an annual tradition where we offer for 1 week special personalised messages to any new sign-ups.
Verbal insults. And that offer runs on until midnight tonight, Friday, so... Still time.
Yeah, so if you still want it, we're recording our personalised insulting messages today. We'll still do some tomorrow for any latecomers.
Of course,
and they're going to be fucking top level. You'll never feel quite such a cunt as you will when you've been on the receiving end of one of our messages. So Absolutely. It's really something to treasure.
So there we go. It's TTFN.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.